The 2019 high school football season is upon us. We're joined now by Sherrard head coach Scott Munson. Tigers set to put the ball on the tee next Friday night. They will host the Rock Ridge Rockets. I know a lot of anticipation and build up for this game, Coach Munson. It's a great way to start the season because these two rivals haven't played since 2014. There's been a lot of talk about this game, and that's a good way to start 2019, I would assume.
Yeah, it is, and there is a lot of talk, and there is a lot of excitement, and it's great just to play your neighbor. You know, it seems silly that we have it, but it is what it is, and we're excited to have it over.
Yeah, and it's weird because as you add Rock Ridge to your schedule, I had an Orion listener email me and tell me this will mark the first time in 80 years that Sherrard and Orion don't play a game. So I know as the Tiger fans get excited about renewing the rivalry with Rock Ridge, I know some people will ask later in the season, well, why aren't we playing Orion this year? Can you answer that question? Because you're in the same conference, I'll tell the fans, but in different divisions, and that means the crossover divisions, you're not guaranteed playing that other school on the other side of the conference. And that, I guess that's too bad because that ends an 80-year streak.
It's a crime. It really is. I can't think of any other way to describe it. It almost makes me sick to my stomach to think about it. And to answer your question, yes, I can answer it. But I don't think it would be wise if I answered it on the air. That's why we're not playing.
So all right.
Let's move to the next question.
Yeah, no, enough about that, but that is unfortunate. So we were talking a little bit about off the air. You know, number-wise, in today's environment, you have 28 varsity kids. That's a pretty good number in today's environment of high school football. So it looks like your varsity roster is in pretty good shape.
I think so. You know, you, as a coach, you can always find something to complain about and want more of, but 28 is a good number. And it's a quality group of kids. We do have some new faces, some guys who haven't been involved and decided they want to take a shot at it, and we always welcome them. And we have, you know, some 3- and 4-year players that have been riding the whole thing out and been involved from the start. So it's great to have them as well. So it's a great mix of guys. We have some depth both in the line and in the skill positions, and so it's a good mix of the two.
Well, and I know you took some baby steps last year, but I know there were some disappointments too along the way where you thought maybe we should get this game or get that game, but here's a pretty important year, and I think we start with week one already with Rock Ridge. But you have the senior class is a pretty good class, and you know, a number of kids that have stuck with it, and you know, you talk about the skill people, and I think you told me last week it's the first time in a while you feel like you have a line that looks like a varsity high school line. So, you know, it is imperative to get off to a good start, and I think you're probably in a position with the experience you have and the kids you have back to think that you can get off to a good start.
Yeah, there's an optimism. There's a confidence that you can tell about kids that have been there and done that. And so they're not going to be shocked come the 30th. And in terms of preparation the week leading up to it, the game itself, and that's a comforting feeling as a coach. There is enough unknowns. I mean, it's bizarre to say, but I really don't know these kids from Rock Ridge. You know, some names are certainly familiar, and I've seen them on film. I saw them in the playoff game against Orion last year, but we don't have a real track record of lining up across from them and saying this is what the matchups look like. So there's some unknowns on that regard. So it's nice to have that experience to look upon.
Well, I think the other thing for you coming off of last season, you see, you know, your offensive coordinator, he was able to get the head football coaching job at United Township High School. And then I know another one of your assistants got another teaching job. So in the off season, you had to put together a coaching staff again. So how has that gone leading up to, I guess, 2019?
Yeah, the positive is we have some very strong carryovers. Kevin Miller, a Sherrard graduate, has been here for now his third year. Tad Nelson's been here for 3 years in a row. And so those are some pluses. Michael O'Brien is now in his second year with us. Jason Timmerman is in his second year with us. And then we added some new faces as well. So we have a solid core of coaches that together, and then we've been able to add some new faces also.
Right. You look at your schedule this year, and you have week one and week two, we know, are the crossover games for the Sherrard Tigers. So kind of tell us how everything else will shape up here in 2019 as you try to figure out, I guess, this side of the conference. It looks like Princeton, I know, is really stacked with a lot of kids back. And, you know, Monmouth Roseville's coming off a really great 3A season. What about your side of the Three Rivers Mississippi Division?
I think you have to start with the two schools that you mentioned. Princeton's sophomores last year, I believe, won the sophomore conference. They lost some people up front, especially, but they've got a running back that's is a four-year starter, and they have some good skill positions, and I have no doubt that they'll reload, and they'll be a big factor. Monmouth Roseville is loaded as well, and they certainly lost some talent and some size. They do a great – Jeremy does a great job over there, and we know that those – two teams are certainly, I think, at the top of everyone's list when you're starting to talk about teams to look at. From there, I think it's kind of who shows up on those any given night. I think everyone else in the mix is pretty equal, and there's opportunities for wins, and quite frankly, there's opportunities for losses if you don't take care of business as well.
All right, and I know. You look at your schedule this year, week three and week four, those are Saturday afternoon games, and they'll honor the 1974 Sherrard playoff team that advanced to the semifinals, lost to Alexis in the semifinals in a classic game. They'll do that on September the 14th. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff. And then the following Saturday, you get the homecoming game at Peru St. Bede, which is a 2 o'clock kickoff as well. So, what about the two Saturday games kind of thrown right at the early portion of the season? That much of a big deal for you?
I think it's one of those deals that if you want to make it a big deal, and let it bug you, you can. We're going to really just approach it as an opportunity. It's an opportunity that we'll start talking about prepping for playoffs. What it would be like to play on a Saturday at 2 o'clock in November, and using those opportunities as kind of a dry run for what we hope can come later on in the season. So, I mean, that's how we're going to approach it. If I had my druthers, we'd be on Friday night all the time. But those are, that's the hand you're dealt. You got to play it, and we will, and we'll make the best of it.
All right, and again, the JV games this year in the Three Rivers Conference are played on the following Monday, so all Friday night games kick off straight up at 7 o'clock, and that'll be that Rockridge-Sherrard game next Friday night over at Clifford King Field, a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on the air about 6:30 on WRMJ. Coach, a nice way to start the season. A lot of fun. The Rockets and the Tigers looking forward to it next Friday. We'll see you at Clifford King Field.
Yep, should be fun. Thanks, Jim.
All right, Scott Munson, the head coach of the Sherrard Tigers, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.